Ezekiel. Oh, look at that rain.
Told you it was going to rain.
Been raining like this for bloody weeks. Sick of it, I am. Nothing ever dries. Bloody wet, soggy for ages. Does my bloody head in, it does. Like this bloody waistcoat too. Feels like I've been on it for in my whole life. How you getting on with those trousers? Do you need a hand?
Here's a good girl.
That's why I like working with you. You don't complain, you're nice and polite, and you just get on with it. Yep, sometimes that's for the best. Well, we got to get this suit done by the time the sun comes up, or they'll be able to pay.
I don't think I'll be having a break anytime soon.
Be good if I could see what I was doing. My eyesight's getting bad. Yeah, does that look all right to you? Yeah. Yeah, what do I have to do? Can't be buggering about with it. Yeah, what's the time anyway? 3 a.m, is that all? Feels a lot later than that. Oh, my bloody hands are freezing. Oh, that fire's about to go out. No, just our bloody luck. How are your hands? Oh yeah, you got your nice gloves on. Yeah, mine are getting a bit old. I've got to make myself a new pair. Bloody cold. Yeah, something I've been meaning to tell you. We were about that scandal down at Madame Elise's. Yeah, the one on Regent Street. Happened the other week. A dreadful business, that. Well, you know that Mary Walkney girl, right? Yeah, the one with the big gob. Well, she only gone and died, didn't she? Yep, God's honest truth. 20 years old no more. Damn tragedy, that. Well, now my mate Lizzie works down there. Well, says she took ill on the Friday. She said she felt a little bit queer, but thought nothing of it, seeing as she's been working all hours under the sun. That bloody tyrant of a woman, Elise. What do you mean Lizzie's not a reliable source? Well, yeah, she's a gossip, but she swore in her mother's life it's the truth. She was there when it happened. Honest. She had to tell the copper the same thing. Well, anyways, like I was saying. By Sunday morning, was it Sunday? Yeah, I think it was Sunday. By Sunday morning, Mary was worse. Well, I don't know the exact details. Lizzie didn't tell me, but just worse is all. She's not a doctor or nothing, so how's she meant to know? Well, anyway. By Sunday, she was worse. So Lizzie thought she'd do the right thing, sit up with her just to make sure she was all right, you know. Just make sure she wasn't, you know, in a bad way and see if she needed any help or anything. Anyway, I'm rambling on. So Lizzie sits up with her, but Lizzie falls asleep, as Lizzie does. By the next morning, Lizzie got the shock of her life. Mary's not only gone and been dead by the side of her, yep, stone cold dead, yep. Well, She got the shock of her life, yeah. She was in a terrible state when I saw her. Tears flooding down her face, eyes all red. Well, naturally the coppers want to know all about it. I blamed Lizzie for it, yeah. Well, Lizzie was in such a state, the coppers took one look at her and thought, well, you didn't do it. But Lizzie being Lizzie, calling Blue bloody murder. Murder, she says, murder. Mary's been murdered. But, like I says to her, who's gonna come in and murder poor old Mary? With you sitting there, you daft bat. Anyway, all the neighbours got involved and, well, naturally the old Bill was there for quite some time. Interviewed Lizzie, asked her in all these questions. Anyway, she had to give some sort of a statement as to what she was up to and what happened and all of that business. Well, yeah, that's what I said. I know. She wouldn't have any of it. But anyway, Lizzie's all right. She's back at work, obviously. That tyrant Elise just waved it away like nothing had happened. But the old Bill want to ask her questions, yeah. But don't know what they asked her. But apparently there's been some sort of public outrage. Well, they want an official inquiry, yeah. There's been talks of reforms and regulations, whatever they are, to make our lives better, you know. But that chance of that happening, I'm sure. God, some bloody threads come undone now. But anyway, them old toffs don't give a damn about us. I'd eat my needle in thread if I lived to see the day where I work less than 18 hours a day. But we shall see. We shall see. Who knows? Maybe things are looking up for us. Shame poor old Mary had to die, though. But I don't know. I don't believe it myself. But for just once, it'd be nice to get some fresh air, you know? Go to the park at least. I bloody love the park. I love just sitting there, watching all the people go by, feeding the ducks, you know. But I can't do any of that work in here. Oh yeah, yeah. They're holding old Madame Elise and her husband to blame for it all, yeah. The old man said he heard down the pub that they'd taken them both away, yeah. Taking them down the cop shop. Well, yeah, I never liked the old bugger myself anyway. Well, at least I can see a little bit of a positive out of this. Maybe some of Elise's work would come our way. God knows I need the money. Winter's going to be a hard one this year. I don't know what I'm going to do to pay for grub for me little one, seeing as me old man is, you know. Oh, I should kick the bloody drunk out. Be done with it. I don't. I've had enough of it, but I ain't got the courage to, have I? But I'd rather be on the streets. Rather not be on the streets. Rather be working here. I know, it's hard work, but I'd rather be doing this than on me back. Me poor pa, rest his soul, would haunt me to the end of me days if he found out I was doing that. Well, I don't care if them ladies of the night get more money than us. To tell you the truth, me old man's bad enough to be under, let alone some fat old creep with a Ugh. No, no, thank you. Anyway, they wouldn't have me. I'm too bloody old. Been meaning to ask you, how's your fella? Yeah. Still slapping you around. Oh, pop it. Oh, don't be upset. That's alright. Don't worry, I thought you looked a little bit dark around the eyes. Oh, darling, yeah, I do feel sorry for you. Ain't easy. Ain't easy. Yes, that's one good thing about my old man. He's never laid a hand on me. Well, not in a violent sense anyway. I do feel sorry for you. Oh, pop it. Don't cry. No, don't cry. It's all right, darling. It's all right. Look, how I see it is the more time you spend here, the more time you're away from him. You got any family around that you can go to, stay with for a little while? Oh, Pops. Oh, dear. Oh, that's no good, is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, well. I'm always here for you if you want a shoulder to cry on. Yeah, I know I may talk a lot, but I'm a good listener, so you can tell me anything you like. Honestly, no judgment from me. You know, I've had a pretty tough life, but I'm always here to offer some guidance should you need it. Ain't we a pair? My old man's a drunk and yours is a bloody tyrant. I say bugger them both and we'll run away together to the countryside, have a nice little cottage by the seaside, have a nice vegetable garden, couple of sheep, dog, chickens. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. I know, I live in a fantasy world. What can I say? Long live the day women rule the world, that's what I say. Them trousers are looking good. You're a lot quicker than what I am. Yeah, I'm the same. Oh, my black back's bloody killing me. My nose is running. Better run after it. I've had this cold for ages. Oh yeah, well I've been down to Dr. Hastings. She gave me some of this awful tasting stuff. Yeah, it didn't really work if I'm honest. Cold's been hanging about for, God, weeks. Weeks it's been. The only thing that really helps is a drop of the old gin, you know. Yeah. Do you know what I can't stand either? Bloody rich people. I do my bloody head in. They think that they can just order us around and tell us what to do. They never worked a bloody honest day in their life. Riles me up, it does. I'd like to see them sitting here with a numb bum, a bad back, freezing fingers and a couple of starving kids to make their poncy finery. I bet they'd think twice. Oh yeah. Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, Elsa's just a little pudding, she is. Growing up so fast. So polite. Don't know where she gets it from. Certainly not me or her old man. And George. Well, little George. Well, he's a little troublemaker, that one. So much like his dad, it scares me. But don't see him hardly at all these days, though. They're living with my sister. Yeah, my sister Agnes and her husband. Over on Silver Street, you know it? Yeah. They've done right by me, they have. Lord bless them. I send me wages over to them. Yeah, well, not all of it. Do keep a little bit to myself for the old gin. Girl's got needs, you know. Oh, saying that, why don't we have a pick-me-up? I stashed a bottle in my bag. If we're quiet, maybe old Frau Müller won't know a thing, will she? Yeah. You still got some tea left? Yeah, mine's bloody cold now. Here, give us your cup. There's a good girl. Yep, nope, a little bit more. I'll warm your cockles, that will. Keep it there. If you hear old Frau Müller prancing and skulking around, I would just hide it down there, yeah. Dread to think what she'd do to us if she found out we're drinking on the job. We need something to keep us warm, don't we? She's going to be bloody tight with the wood for the fire, then we've got to make our own way of warming up, haven't we? And if she's not going to give us any more wood to even have enough oomph to boil a kettle again, then I don't see what's wrong with it. And like I say, at least this will keep us warm till the sun comes up. Not that it'll be any bloody warmer with this poxy rain. That better? Yeah, good girl. Anyway, talking about kids, you gonna have any kids anytime soon? You know, you ain't getting any younger. It gets a lot harder when you get old. Trust me. Oh, Poppet, I meant no offence. Oh, you know, I don't know when to hold my tongue sometimes. I just blurt out everything that I'm thinking about. I didn't mean to upset you, Pops. Oh, dear. I'm sorry. Ain't I a bad friend? I'm sorry, Pops. Oh, it's all right. Well, there's no rush to have kids. You don't even have to have them. I know a lot of people that don't have kids. They seem much more happier. Oh, trust me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know what I'd do without my two. Not that I see them, but they're what keep me going, you know? But, yeah, I didn't mean to upset you. Actually, talking about kids, you know that Neve who used to work here? Yeah, the Irish girl. Yeah. Well, she's only gone and got herself up enough. Yeah. Oh no, she ain't married. But I heard it's Herr Müller's. Yeah, God's honest. You see the way he used to look at her? Bloody makes me sick. Creep. Well, anyway, like I was saying, one day I sees Neve on the landing, our sister. All right, Neve. And she's all in a fluster, you know, and I thinks to myself, oh, what's got her all in a tune, eh? And I, just as I was about to turn the corner, you know, that weird step bit, you know, out comes Miller in a equally dishevelled state. Well, I put one and two together and came up with they've been in the store cupboard together. Well, no. Well, this was a few weeks back, mind. I don't think you were working that day. But lo and behold, Neve's gone and done a runner. Coincidence? I think not. Well, how I know she's up to duff is that a friend of a friend told me that she saw her down at Dr. Hastings' apocryphy. Yep. She was in a right old bother. And you know that Dr. Hastings can sort you out anything, no questions asked. Well, she gave me that tincture the other week to keep me awake and works wonders, you know. You have to try some. But anyway, like I was saying, my friend of a friend says that she was there and she knew Neve, you see. I think it was like a cousin's friend or something. Anyway, they knew of each other. She says, oh, what's got Neve in a bit of a state? And the doctor says, well, can't tell you that because, you know, doctor, patient, whatever they call it anyway. Basically, doctors can't tell you about other people. Yeah. But anyway, my friend's got light fingers and happened to pinch a bit of paper from the good doctor's office. Well, only gone and confirms it. Neve Kelly, 19 years old, pregnant, father unknown. So I don't suppose we'll be seeing her anytime soon, poor devil. Oh yeah, she was all right, yeah. I didn't work with her though, but from what, you know, I talked to her and all of that, she was all right, polite enough. Never said anything nasty to me. Oh, hooray. I'm finally done with this bloody waistcoat. Thank the Lord. You all right if I move on to the shirt now? Yeah, you're nearly finished with them trousers. That's fine. Let me just end this, Freddy. All right. Excellent. Oh, fuck me. It's only going to start raining again. I'll be glad when the sun comes up, I tell you.